started at the crack pot. And we have to see what the bus can say about various things related. Okay? Before we get to the main thrust, which is what we call Hatzmana Mitzvah, today's topic is the crackpot. And we have to see what the bus can say about various things related. Okay? Before we get to the main thrust, which is what we call Hatzmana Mitzvah on the Mount of Hermes, the number of potential Ethereum which exists with respect to the crackpot. We mentioned it briefly, let's see if this is to remind ourselves again. One of them is the Hagos Mordechai. Hagos Mordechai seems to say that Hatzmana only exists in something which is movable, vitaltel, which means things that, you know, move around. There's a lot of little things, all the cases in Shas, every case. There's remits and gefes and mufin and kol and tzemer, all things you're going to move around. And so the pot, which is being insulated, assumes is surrounded, and these other little things move around to assume the same contour, the same shape as the pot which is inside them. However, something which is very solid, doesn't move, not flexible, not pliable, not bendable, then the Hatzmana can suggest there is no din of Hatzmana whatsoever. This might be relevant to what we mentioned before with the crackpot. How do we pass it in the child of halacha? That's not so simple. Let's open up. Again, I have to forgive me if my mind becomes being deficient, missing a lot of things. Consideration of dying. This is Shara Tzim, Sivkot, Man Gimel, Paskin Lechumra. In this Shara. We saw this, we were here yesterday, I look at the bottom. So, we saw this Mishnah Berurah, which I think was on the bottom of Thomas, maybe you saw this in the Shara Tzim as well. There he says, in Amida Bakuma Shanas Palatana Rabatoha Kaplin, is that Mana? Akbina Shaloya, well then it could be Mutter. Akbina Shaloya Kuma Akokal Seven the Erech Akadeo Levar. Is a Gankin Khoshukin at Mana. I am the Prima Gunnan. And she is Sat Avir Matim and Akadeo the Dolphin Akuma. Now here we go again. Sat. Made it all of Harvard. Someone said Harvard. The Rush said Harvard. Tosfos said Harvard. So he assumes to be Sat. Maybe the Torah that Lush. I don't know. Harvard is far as far as the Rush. Where did he get the Sat from? That's a question. But I'll call fun and leave out the Sat in the Harvard. That's one issue. But one thing is clear. If I'm a perfectly shaped fit, I have the top pot squashed directly into the bottom pot. It's made to be as, no. So you say no space, it's always going to be subspace. That's why I have a test to clear. Some space is always going to be. But it's made the one should fit right into the other, according to the Sharatian. This is a violation of the Easter of Hatzmana. Right. So he's passing like the Rush. But if you hold like the Hagos Mordechai, then what should come out? That even in a case in which what? It's a perfect fit, but the enclosing, enveloping, surrounding item. It's not things like wool and olive peels and grape peels and then coal and cotton and things which move around. It's a solid thing which you can't bend, according to the Hagos Mordechai. But does anybody paskin like this Hagos Mordechai? Or is it some kind of a coal b'midbar? So he has a tzatzvara that no one ever brought down. So let me tell you, it's found in two very significant places by Allah against the Mishnah Berurah. One of them is the Mogad Avraham. The Mogad Avraham, you see, is in an earlier simon. I don't think it's a simon ration on Gimel. Sivkot Yud Zayin. Sivkot Yud Zayin. Those who have the Mogad Avraham should look inside. it's going on this Ramah, the last Ramah in Sephala. You have a...
Last Ramah, one of the Shabruah books. See? See, if you have a regular Mishnah Berurah, you won't even find it. You won't even see this yet. It's hidden. You'll never see it. But the Magen Avraham has it over here. He writes there, "Lo mikri atmona elos b'dobram mitalkel shemadvik eitzel dofne atanur aval taner stam lav atmonahi." So here he's quoting the Svara of the Haggad Mordechai, the Halacha. To come out there and get the Sharatzion, right? So, you could say that Magen Avraham is quoting it just to be Mefarish, but still, the Magen Avraham is a Paisik, it's not something of Mefarish. You know what else you can make that speak? See the Shulchan Aruch HaRav over there. The Alpha Lubavitcher Rebbe. In my opinion, Lubavitcher Hasidim can use crackpots.
So they found the struggle of the Alpha Rebbe.
You see, that's blue. It's, it's sorry, it's a big pile there. Not there, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that's it. I'm sure of it all. That's it, thank you. Shulchan Aruch. You don't say Shulchan Aruch HaRav, but it's not, but this is the Shulchan Aruch. They call us the Shulchan Aruch HaMachad. Sir, we're the Shulchan Aruch HaMachad. Perspective is everything. So the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, he has the Siman Reish Nun Zayin Sif Yud in his version of the Shulchan Aruch. He says, "Lefichach ein lesa lekein remet shudavar hamipaltel umudkoch ledofne akdera avol dofne atanur upia einan mudbokim lakdera v'af im atanur ukotor v'tzar." What's tzar? Geshet tzar ma'od. Narrow. Right? He throws in a phrase. He efter tzadoye avir tzas mafsik v'neim. V'chein aminik. He pulled a fast one over here. He says, He says that really quotes Agos Mordechai. And then he suddenly turns around and explains Agos Mordechai with the Avir Tzas. So it fits in. The Rosh was Avir Harbe, because he's going with the general Mahalach. There's enough to be Mitaltil. There's a separate Kula of Avir Harbe. There's a great space between the insulating material and the Pan Tzar. But he, the Mahalach, the Rebbe, quotes the Hagos Mordechai. Hagos Mordechai doesn't say one single solitary word about Avir. Nothing. But the Rebbe, who we talk with the Rebbe, the Rebbe interprets, right? He interprets that, but the reason why it has to be mutbach is because otherwise it's going to be that the definition of Avir Tzas. And what are you really saying? To have it surrounded in wool, in cotton, in coal, there's no Avir Tzas. It just hugs it completely. So, according to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Alter Rebbe, it seems to crack a little bit. Right, for this reason.
What if we sit this talking now, Avir?
There has to be Avir. There is Avir. I know the fact, even in the your crackpot, there is some Avir between the insert and the outside piece. You need an X-ray to be able to see through it. How are you going to know? Well, that's not so good, because then the outer part of the ripple might be touching exactly. Even the outer part of the ripple. Have a home with the inner part of the ring. Well, chart. They're not going to track by something. They know about the reason that problems. They make ripples. Well, they certainly make ripples in the world of halacha. I'll say that much. Just crack by. Then we had Rav Neubert's cooler yesterday. You cook at the crack by. That's the rush. So, you know, before we get to the main svar, the main makhlev, it's about the bushels, about the hooks, and the hipsas, let's not forget there are two other svaras before we even start. One is the Alter Rebbe, the Tzaddik of Magen Avraham, and I got Mordechai. You want to look it up here at the top of page 460 in this edition. Okay? And then you have the Rebbe Neubert, who's part of the Oster Shabbat, saying, what about the Rosh? He said, if you cook it, maybe it'll be the Matzmah. That Taka never made it into the later post that I know about.
Let's look that far. I need some water afterwards.
Let's not turn our attention to the major issue, which is that one of them is. Let's start from the very beginning. We saw yesterday, at the end of the year, that it seems that the standard opinion is that if you take a pot and you leave it on coal directly, the pot touches the coal, this is considered to be in the category of Hatmana, even though it's not on top, it's not surrounded at all, nothing on top at all. Nothing on the side, nothing on top. Who said so? Well, let's cut through all the Rishon and see the Shulchan Aruch said so. Shulchan Aruch said the Furish on the same page I was on, page 42 in the regular Mishnah Berurah and the Sephala. We still have there in the Rush and the Siman Aleph in Perek Gimel. Because there be Dinyan Shia Shah Shakdeir Yoshemet Al Kiseh Shal Bardo. It's on a metal support system. Or Gabi Avonim or on rocks. Ben and Ogas to get column. It's not touching the coals. I will have Mona Gabi get column. The Riakol also finished. Also, the Machaba asks any pot that touches coal. The Woody Base comes up on. The Rush, the Rock. They quote it from the Rock and they go over them. They cut a whole litany of the Rishonim who say this way. Says the Ramah, the Eshomim.
It's
the Rambinic of the Ramah. If it's touching the coal at the bottom, it's okay. As long as it's exposed on top. How much exposed, it doesn't say precisely. But one thing is clear, touching the bottom itself is not touching hot coal at the bottom itself. Does not constitute as one of the Ramo. Where did the Ramo get it from? Who said so? Who said so? So if you have the piece of paper we gave out, everyone have a copy? And new guests have copies? There are more copies around?
Sorry, I need to go to limbo here. Oh, okay.
Horrible. Okay. So the Exhibit 3. No? Okay. Sorry. Exhibit 3. We'll base Yosef, Simi Reis Nun Gimel. Hey, Vidivri Akos. My name is Hashem Rav Yoh, Mordechai Hashem Rav Zeruah. The Mutter Lahamid Gam Al HaGecholim. Says the Chazanish. That's ridiculous. Uvar Zeruah Mefurish Atam Esfile Kedav Zerat Ma'am. He hated the Shiyu Shori, half an Amash Mana Shori, the Smach of Edu Soy. When Alo Kaimel came, other Dokma Shadogu, Kamash Kotor Ramos, in relation to Zion to Zion, the doctor of his Basel called Sarko, we saw it in Machu Ekos before that yesterday. Therefore, he said, this is the Shiyu Tuchil La Halacha. Ubedak in Moish, the Rashi, the Gimel, the Gimel, the Kotor, the Basim, the Rashi, the Zion, the Vua, the Vikri, the Atmona, the Mechasel, the Lamala, ולכן סוס לנו לדינה להוקר על בליטה זה גחול לנו צבוע מאוד אין לזה זכר בסימן רשת לב זה לא זכר נראה לא סוס למבוע זה במחס על המעלה חושב כמאמן בדבר מוס ופבל על הגחולים that's the Rabbi Meyona yesterday אבל על הגחול שם יש לו מן החשיבה עצמנה that's for ואין מוקר להוקר לב הגחול על המשכות ורעזור והשבן We don't pass my way and get that's what the problem. He denies any source for it. This is a plea on Tzuma. Because if you look carefully at the Oros Avu, which we have an Oros Avu right here, I'm sure it's on the shelf, so I'm going to get that for a different reason. It's a big blue volume. I don't know if I have it right here, but I'll tell you what it says. It's a flourish that there exists an independent heter of Hagave Gecholim and not surrounded, not completely enveloped. Irrespective of the opinion of the Rashbam about Mavushu about Samaka Ben Tzoy. This is pointed out a little bit in this Xerox you have in front of you on the left hand column of this monthly page, where he says in brackets at the end of the long paragraph starting for Amna, ever see the place? The Ayin brackets, the Ayin Bechazanish, Shekosav, Wrong, he says. On the Rav Yotzar in the first game, the code of the heavy book the Bezet, who would kill heavy throw at Rashba. But I can't dance with Hosseinu, Shechilku Ben Shilat Mono. The dance Rakhav in the Kam Shasta has been out after Bosch and Kotsoko. But Divya Mordechai ain't got the Kohen for Rav Yotzar. And there was a Ruach, even I don't have Rav Yotzar. And there was a Ruach for Purush that way. Because a separate independent heter, which is called a heter of Al-Gabe Gecholim, not surrounded, forget about the Rashba. So I don't know why the Chazanish seems to have overlooked it. I don't know. He went on a campaign. Chazanish went on a campaign saying no one argues with the Mechaber. The Ramoa is simply dead wrong. No one argues. And then the piece which is found, which we did not Xerox, he tries to explain, or the word didn't mean it, didn't say it. Later, I saw they put a letter from the Chazanish, where he begins to be a little more defensive. They are a little bit more on the defensive. They say, but what do you do with such a thing? He says, look, the Machlokes anyway, so don't bother. Also, it's the Machlokes. First of all, there's no Machlokes. The Machlokes made a mistake. So Machlokes, if he shows it, then don't bother with any riots. You see that with the riots on, back and forth. But now he was beginning to campaign in earnest of a throne of a victim. Here's where it starts. Machab against the Ramah, the first salvo in the battle, and Ramah made a mistake. There's no such thing. The response of the Gedolei post in the answer says that Ramah made no mistake. Ramah's part of the Orzarua was says something foolish. And the Chazanish was just only quoted one answer, one piece of it, one part of it. Okay. So now, what's that law? So what I think we're going to do is discuss the various Ittavatmana as they appear in this beautiful new sefer that I just saw from the Gabriel. We brought up in the summer called the Shabbos Kitchen. Okay? So, because I'm going to go in the order of the Shabbos Kitchen now, I'm going to be a little bit truncated. Two different things we're going to discuss, not all related to the crack pot. So I'm afraid if I don't go in order, I'm going to forget something. So I want to go in order. All right, you forgive me? And it'll be more difficult to... But we'll piece it together at the end. So let's just go in order of this sefer, which is a beautiful sefer. The Shabbos Kitchen is an entire chapter on Atzmonah. Very worthwhile reading. Very, very good reading. Very easy. It's beautiful. It's very clear thing. Chapter 6. Page 70 to page 82. That's okay. All figures is 13 pages. I'll give you a few chidushim that are found here in this sefer. We go in order, in his order, if you don't mind. One of them is page 71, where he says that it's permissible to wrap hot food in aluminum foil, for although the foil helps to retain heat, its main purpose is simply to keep the food from drying out. We discussed it yesterday, right? That the Ron said it. That if the main kavana is for some other purpose, it's permissible. He quotes from Moshe, who asked him. I made another mistake in the Ma'am HaKadosh. I asked to look at the Chuba Mem Vav, and Rabbi Ayah say, and Mem Zayin, excuse me. I said, you have to look at Mem Vav. He looks at about Zilba foil. Well, they call it with Diyar Kesa, we know what I mean. We call it aluminum foil, tin foil. Rabbi Moshe asked him. The acid, hatmana, what he calls it, intravisa hatmana, what he calls a zilber foil. You have a Rabbi Ida say for anyone? Thank you. In the back, I'll read it to you. A person wants to put meat or kugel on top of a kedera gabe kedera, right? Can you use aluminum foil or zuba papir? Zuba papir. Or the atmosphere. Says Rav Moshe, will the korchon by aluminum foil nami hu atmon? Boom. Rav Moshe, if you can't use aluminum foil, then it's considered atmon. So it's not really such a sort of a stickle, a low blow over here. At this page 71, he quotes a sefer called the Maariv Eliyahu, the Rav from Gateshead. Very, very fine Talmud Chacham. And who says, he quotes him Shimon Ida, and he quotes him, Ha'ara, Tav Shin, it should be Tzadi Tess, the last one. Tzadi Tess is printed Lamed, it should be Tzadi Tess. That was Harava Gaon of Shimon Ida writes, Lo Nere Klal Ani Azai. So Tzadi is making an argument, him against Shimon Ida. That's a fair match. They're both Shalita, both fine Tabir Hachamet. But he neglected to point out, no matter what to say on the penalty. This is called Rav Moshe. That's you know. What Rav Shimon Ida says, Lo Nira Nis Adi Klal. What about Rav Shimon Ida? Lo Allah Tlunaso. There's no complaint there. Rav Ida called Rav Moshe, verbatim.
It's a little bit, you know, I don't know what happened over here in the debate.
I'm not saying it was right or it was wrong, but it's Rav Moshe against the Maariv Eliyahu. Not Rav Shimon Ida. Difference? Okay. That's comment number one here on page 71. Where? On the last one, there is no next one. I know that. But I'm on the left end of the page. There is no next one. Alright? Now, oh yes! Page 76! Oh! I was so excited. Of course, which I was told was 100% correct. Remember yesterday? Chilul Shabbos Kairish? Yes. He agrees with me. Against that, that putting a cover on top of a water urn is Chilul Shabbos Kairish. Aye, Rabbi Vosma said that you have a thermostat, and therefore you're not really being most of anything because it's going to stay the same anyway, because you just can't get any hotter, so no thermostat control. So we had a hour, someone had a hour from the roof yesterday. Look at this hour. He gave him a better punch. It's like this. Kabua. Half a guy can't throw most stuff as hevel. So, hit it in the dover on most of hevel. I don't care if this food is going to be hot. It's irrelevant. You insulate it in something which adds heat. If you don't need the heat because of a thermostat, it's irrelevant. He proves it. You mean to tell me, if I have water which is 212 degrees, can't get any hotter than that? You mean to tell me there's nothing in that corner? Because not most of any hevel. Ridiculous, he says. Ravani lo. It's awesome to be mapped with Dover most of Hevel. I'm a pinch in a sorrow close stuff as Hevel.
We
discussed a couple yesterday. That's exactly it. Rather said if you're doing it for protection, it's what they even know it is most of Hevel. But not the cover you throw on top of the urn. That's not for cleanliness. It's exclusive for one reason and one reason only. To keep in the heat, save electricity bills. For $1,000 amount of dollars and cents. You have a service then, you say the same anyway. You save money with Chilul Shabbos Kodesh. Yes.
Why can't the service save money when people are giving it here? The whole point is that not because they're giving it up, but it's a bigger purpose. So they need to spend all the
money. No, that doesn't matter because the thing which you You created a situation of Dabra Moshe Pebble. The fact that the food inside of it needs your help, to pattern up anyway, is irrelevant. And you see for 212, that's what he said. I think 100% right. Next question. Somebody's asked this question before. Can I put the kugel, or the kishke, in the middle of the chillin pot, and leave it there for before Shabbos? Apparently, as a custom of many places, okay, can you do it here? No, they don't give us kishka or kugel. In the main camp, you do it, right? Main camp, every week, they come with a tin foil, it's the kishka or kugel. Kishka, and they put it in the chalm pot, right? Well, he quotes, here on page 77, page 77. The Aram HaShulchan says, absolutely prohibited. Hatmana. You don't have to surround things in hot coal or hot wool or hot sand. You surround it, hot food is also hatmana. That's a fact. Aram HaShulchan is correct about that. The Pasuk has been matmen and mayim. That part is correct. However, he says that the Aram HaShulchan is wrong. Why is he wrong? If you have a different intent when you put the kishki into the shul, what's that? What's that? Flavor, excellent. Because although you have tinfoil, we know the tinfoil is not so impervious, and taste will come through. But all right, I only kishki. But they tell me that the kishki taste has a chalky taste, correct? Who is kishki? Who's mitzvah is kishki? No, it tastes like a little bit like meaty chalky taste. Yeah, but it could be good without the chalky. It's better with the, it's better, that's the title, it's better. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, I misspoke. How did the Aruch HaShulchan is wrong? The Aruch HaShulchan would admit that this is mutter. Aruch HaShulchan talk about it, that's tinfoil, zubur, papir, and nabarnik. They're the regular impervious pots. Nothing, no flavor got through. So it was purely for the sake of heat. That is awesome. But kishke or kugel in the chalky is a flavor factor. Then he says it's permissible even according to the Aruch HaShulchan. That's what he writes over here, page 77 and page 78.
But you equally want it to be hot.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Yes. Even better. Oh, they puncture the hole. Where's that? Which stage is that in? Puncture hole. Okay. Puncture hole. It's like putting food in food with nothing intervening. That's the problem. Okay, I don't puncture holes with a complete removal of the pot, but I guess if someone held it, fine. Now I'm moving closer to home. Somebody asked me to shout out yesterday. What will happen on both sides if you're a Sephardi? The Sephardi follow the Mechava. The Mechava holds what? One side of that fun is full of fun. Are you permitted to use a water room? Who asked this question? Are you permitted to use a water room on Shabbos? I would say first answer, no. Sephardim can't use the water urn. Why not? Because according to the Mechaber, there is violation of Hatmana. Why? There's heat at the bottom, right? The heat surface is touching the water. The same as the Mechaber's case with the coal, they're touching the bottom of the pot, same thing. Oh. Here on page 81, he quotes the same as Tzos HaShulchan. It's written by, for the wrong time though, who says no. He's talking about a somewhat different case. I have a blech. Who's familiar with Spanish customs? Does Spanish use a blech? Who knows? Show me the Rav Avadu is matter of blech. How can Rav Avadu be matter of blech? For him it should be also a Shem Atmona. Forget you here. Atmona, one side of Atmona, the Marana Mechaber, Bet Yosef.
Maybe the blech is not touching
the blech. But the blech is red hot. Very hot. Says it's also Shulchan. The only part of the Mechaber is Machmir. Now one side of Atmana is Atmana, is only in a case in which the bottom surface has intrinsic independent heat. It itself is hot. That was being heated by something else, which is a blem, which is the bottom of an urn, which is being heated by some coil of a fire underneath it. Not fancy bread. So Shulchan has quoted by the Shabbos kitchen on page 80. No, because the sculpture only said it in a case of a one-sided Atman. The thermos is a multi-sided, almost complete Atman. Okay. Wait a minute. solid. This is a solid. Don't tell me that the fact that Koma Kedera has that Sona Eno Atzi Elamat Mata Esha Lamata. That's the father from the show, the man depends. But the matter is there. Gamza Nash of the Mimosa Tevel. And he quotes the Gemara Flam and Tes Amanala. So we start with the beginning of the year. He talks about coal, sand, Santa. Where is Santa going from? From the sun. And still, sand is considered another Mimosa Tevel. So I guess it's from the Shulchan will say a difference in one side of Atmana and multiple side of Atmana. The Shulchan is about putting an egg in sand, it's around on all sides. This cat's not so big cat. Right, well, Kolponim, that's what Tosha Shulchan said. However, he quotes a different type of the Alter Rebbe, again, a hero. The Alter Rebbe. What did he say? He said that Mechem lo domi le Rebbe. You know what I think this Rebbe is? The Rebbe is what he calls the Madura Basra. So some of it is Xerox, not this part. Some of it is Xerox, and we'll get to it a little bit later. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that it's arguable at least, that the connection between the first Alter Rebbe and the second Alter, same first and same Rebbe. Not the Rebbe's Hashem. But there's a consistency of approach. When it came to the full side covering, all sides, then if it's not pliable, then it's not considered as much. So too, when it comes to the bottom, look, the bottom is flat. The bottom of the left is flat, can't really move it. The bottom of the earth is flat, can't really move it. Even if the wire is there, you can't really move it. It's not just malleable, like cotton and wool and ashes. That's what he's trying in the Alter Rebbe. Karkis atanir v'akiru enum dolem l'remez. Let's take a look for a moment at some narrations of Ches. Another thing which unfortunately was omitted in the Maran Repair. Never too late. Let's keep writing things down. Okay. One time I should say, as a matter of fact, a long time ago, we talked about Shi and Asar, but it hasn't reappeared recently. It's a very short term, yes, I'm sorry. Of course, yes, of course. What's wrong? What's wrong?
What
would it mean that since he under the Alter Rebbe Center? He's talking about the Shulchan Center. He said that the only time that he didn't have Hatmana, and I'm adding, I had Hatmana on one side of that Hatmana, that the thing which is touched on the bottom it has a rigid heat, not the getting heat from something else. The black gets heat from the fire. The burn gets heat from the from the well. In my case, the coil underneath.
Yes, well, I didn't get to the having a pot in the fire. The pot itself is going to be the coil is under. Coil is under the...
No. The case of the usher is where the pot is touching the coal. The pot touches the coal, which is physically hot.
It
doesn't matter. It's never hot, but that's not
even.
Okay. Now look here carefully, Rabbosai. The Matana says, look carefully. We're open, page 58, one line. We'll have to see this more sense later on. But the Mishpura Beis is important. What's the Loma? I feel kisa on that clean rack there with the garden. Who provided he tells them, call while I'm over a car. I am there. I feel a happy shari. So the Russian rack there at the Gepes. The dollar that must keep in heaven. the Mishnah now, right? It's not just talking about Akhwa and Arishan and the Gemara, it's a Mishnah. What will all these Gedolei Olam, the Rosh, the Ran, I can only list them all. What are they going to do with this Mishnah? So, I'll tell you a number of ways to refute this. One is the Rosh. Our favorite Rosh. What did Rosh say? The crackpot Rosh. What did he say? Derech Mishal. This is Derech Hasir. Is that what you meant? Derech Hasir. What did the Rosh say? No raya whatsoever. Different reason why it's not smart. We mentioned the Rosh never made the cut. We get it to the Shulchan Aruch. But now it's stuck again. Who's to the rescue? Who's to the rescue? Out the Rebbe. Out the Rebbe. The Rebbe always, when you're in trouble, the Rebbe always says, I want to tell you this thing. Here the Rebbe gets you into trouble also. The Rebbe is got this Shita into big trouble. He doesn't understand the Shita. How in the world is the Gemal, the Kakashi? Any non-Lebavish try to answer this? I don't care if you're a husband, you just try. The Rebbe says, how is it possible for the Rosh to say it to so? That it's Derech Mishal. There's no Derech Malam. It's against a Mishnah. Different Mishnah. So who's here to say what? Opening day Mishnah. Opening day. Are we? Lamed Testament days. Come on. Have a turn. Lamed Testament days. Let's say this. My session on Zu Achek Tveria. Maybe you see Lon Shal Tzon and Lon Tov Amma Shal Tamin. Right? That's the case. And the Gemara and Aflamet Tess will do a whole discussion which clearly implies states, I should say, that, the, that it's a Dinevat Tzvon. Right? Where does it say that? And Chazal asked it. Take a look, if you will, if you don't mind, just let the top two lines of Lamed Testament day. We saw this, I think, the first day. So many of us either forgot or weren't here. The Maisa Shahosu Anshet Tveri of Ashulu Chachrabana, Bosma Atmana Vizavir Amosu Tevel. But you see, Bodhya, never done. But the problem there was the problem of Atmana. No, wait a minute. This is Zerah Mishal. They're taking cold water, bring it through the hot to become hot. It's not the biggest Zerah Mishal. But you see, Clara, the Zerah Mishal, there isn't any Zerah Mishal. How can the Rosh say differently?
Is it because they're that different?
Oh, I was thinking of a possible parent, the Rebbe, Hikshon, Kosha, Kabazo. What a kasha. Well, let's just say that the Bishul B'chama, or told us B'chama, not a real Bishul, so you wouldn't say they're a Bishul, but a Shver is a not Bishul Svar. I don't know. I wouldn't have said it on my own. I guess much have to say it. What is it going to do with it? The Rebbe has the kasha. What are you going to do with it? Look, very nice, Rebbe. The rest of the kasha, shlumped up the first answer to the Mishnah you said. The Chazal Mishnah is the first answer with the Rosh. The Rebbe slows it up, the whole Shita. So you're stuck, Rebbe. So what's the Rebbe going to do? The Rebbe can say in Yiddish, the Rebbe took boxes. The Rebbe make a boifus, give a terrace on us, some boifus. Yes, he made a boifus. The Rebbe made a boifus. It's a boifus that we learned about. Benigra, in a somewhat different context. Those who remember, it's a Ran at the beginning of the third parrot. I'll show it to you inside so to refresh your memory, and those who came late, maybe yesterday, don't know this yet, you'll learn it. Please turn to the Ran, page 32. It's a narrow line. We read this before in a different context. The context of Shehiyah. You may recall that the riff Paschi, that he has also called the Tanagarello, and the same riff quotes in the first paragraph of the Malcolm Edwin story, still included about the Ramon's Kashi. Answers the Ron over here. It's the last eighth narrow line. Other words of Lamaklet. The Hossam lo mitzik lo midi beino le beino eish. There is no pot intervening between the meat and the fire. The kosher is solo kamacha ben nisoy michrichi umapsidi. If you play with the coals, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? It's going to get what? Burned. Moshe Vafi Shari. Alam nikami hachi shadani umchayin, etc., etc. Said the Alam the Rebbe, the same parents. The old on Rebbe's side to put a pot on coal is prohibited. As the Mechava said, Shulman Aruch HaMechava said. But, to put a cookie on coal, the mystery utensil of days, is mutter. Why? Because what's the reason why you can't put a pot on coal? Why? Come on, help me out. Should I be a pot, you'll burn up? That's out there, episode. What do you say with this parent? You like it, huh? Viva Nata. You like it, huh? Well, the Megillah of Sabbath is wrong. Why is it wrong? Because of the why. Why is it wrong? You know why it's wrong? I'll tell you why it's wrong. Oh, why it may be wrong. I was kind of sure. Well, but maybe why. It seems to be wrong. Could be wrong. Definitely. For the following reason. You know, it says in the Mishnah, in the fourth parak, you're not permitted to be matnin in what? Sand and wool and peels from olives. How many? You can be machatna pick a column with these things? Can you be machatna pick a column with sand and with wool and with cotton? Heritage, zera under rabbit with a long blue. Breakfast, the Gila Sefer, how can a case we have actual coal be better than a case of what? Of what? Of sand and cotton and wool. And he says two words at the end. The Yesh L'chal. What's the Yesh L'chal? Yeah.
How can you have water by dough? You haven't cooked yet. You can't, it's not going to like expand a little bit. You
have to envelop it. That's the whole point. You have to envelop it. It's because the machine holds it inside out of it. You don't have to. What's your point is irrelevant. I don't have to envelop it. One side has fun and gossip.
I'm saying, I'm not sure about that at all.
Why?
Because it's not possible you can do like classic
Atmana. What's
classic
Atmana?
I'm assuming that
Atmana,
I answer.
Wrong. Classic Atmana is one side of Atmana. You hold it to Macabre. You look at the room. But that's what the Rebbe is terrorist, and this is Pink Terrorist. He said, how can a case be put on coals when if you're going to stoke it, it's going to burn, be any better than when there's no coals at all? The Yesh L'chal, I guess the Rebbe will say it is better. They're afraid to let you use anything such as sand or wool because you're going to come and use coal. But if you use coal in a way where there's no shash of a Shami Yakarta, that's better. It requires a bit of sedus. Okay? If you don't have wood in the Rebbe, you can say it. Not so big. Not so big. In trying to prove on both sides that there is a low plug, this Megillah said, of course, a Shara Tzion, please, over here, if you don't want to give an example of another case where we apply the low plug. I don't need other examples, but anyway, he quotes. Another example here is in the Shara Tzion, Sim Kotzen Mem Hei. So also we saw this yesterday. Well, you saw a little bit yesterday. Page 58. It's a cut. Simon Reis and Zion. The Ramah said that Tuch Petit is mutter. What's Tuch Petit? They used to put their big ovens, their pots into a big shoulder oven and lock it up with clay, and it was getting inaccessible. Inaccessible. completely inaccessible. Sorry, sorry, you can't get there. So why is the arson? So the Sharon C and Memhei, Shubis Marshal. Shubis Marshal. And he says, look, what's his logic behind it? Haas and others, what's the logic? Adera Hasmona also the Hafized, Lekal and Amos for Kitli, Mikomako, Shayat Lenigza, Shema Yatna, the Remet, the Gula, Lord, it's begat for Shosaisa. Here it is again. No better than, no what? Lack of the coal is no better than olive fields that have no coal. The Rebbe will say that's true, but the market is going to get burned, it's even better. Or else long you on the, look at Al the Rebbe, let me look up, I don't have a chance. Al the Rebbe, raise the sign, does he hold for this? Does he hold for this? Tough to tit, let's see. He's making a little bit. He's making even betoch on the colon. Good. The Rebbe doesn't speak custom. The Rebbe is not such a big loaf man. His loaf glue is on substance, but not on special circumstances, a lack of it, or a lot, or a open coal is going to burn the food directly. There's no time to clean. Now we come to a major problem. Yes? Here's a big problem. One side of Hashmona bites the dust. Literally. It's against a Gemara of Puresh. Lamed Tes of an Alf. This is the very beginning of the year we start looking at that, and here is really a big problem. Agrees to the first, and he's throwing an additional reason, which turned out to be. Right? certain opportunities a second view. But the response says no. He says there's no sin of autonomy. You know why? But he also says, you know why? Because the egg is cold. Hatmoni, if you take hot food and you insulate it, keep the heat in. Here you take cold food. Normally when you take cold food, you put it into something else. What are you guilty of what? Much worse than that, you're guilty of visual. But over here where you're not guilty of visual, why? Why? Because it's told us karma. Frankly, it's only told us karma. There's no official. There are yours to say it's head to karma. That's the most kind of one that I've brought. And I'm not touching it out. And Rabbi says no. Because the Indian has money here as well. So that's the Gemara like this. Look at it. Look at the next line. Here it is. This is the end. This is the end of the Chorah for this teacher. The end, the very end. All over. Meisvet. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. The Gagal and Meisal Gavi Gagroseah. What's a Gagroseah, Rabbi Ozai? You ever see these par roots of par? It's so hot. Rabbi says, Shiritoch Ochava. He cracks the Gemara like this. Fish, Lama Lamadi, Yom HaGzeh, Rishem, Yat, and Veremet. Lekol Amizar! Knockout. End of story. A Mephurish Gemara, black on white. Probably really white on black, because the egg is white and the power group is black. But the Mephurish Gemara, black on white, it says what? Hatmona Mitzarev on his mother. Yosef Kara, where are you? Rosh, Ran. So the Chazanish writes in a letter. This is a letter printed into the Kuf Lidor. It has to be Avir Ktas. So you can say, if you need a Hatmon on all sides, and it's something which is not pliable, it's an impossibility. It has to be Avir Ktas. So it's only one side with gravity, there can be no Avir whatsoever. That's how Feng Chat, why he's going against spy versus spy, why he's going against the other one. Yes. Now we're assuming it's not going to melt. The assumption is not going to melt. If it melts, it's like Sidlosser, same thing. But with the cotton, it's Sidlosser and... Okay. Now Paul said, what do we do today? We spend most of the time talking about this big fight about Hatmona Mitzad Efer. Leviser, with all the fights. Bottom line, some of the most of the power of the Ramon. And we are asking now, so the Otsin, we are Ramon. We're about to write all the time. So we follow the Ramon, we have no problem. So our discussion today was really almost like the Kapula. Who's right?